You're listening to Operation Self Reset, the What If Game. What is going on, you freaking awesome people? Welcome back to Operation Self Reset. My name is Jake Meraki, coming to you live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where each and every week we dive into a different topic in the world of personal development. Today, we're going to be talking about a little special game that doesn't require really any rules. Sounds weird. Doesn't require any game board pieces. All it really takes is for you to sit down, probably write it out. You're going to probably need a piece of paper and a pen, but that's about it. And we are going to play the What If game, and not the What If gloomy game, which we all play every single day of our lives. I'll get into that in a minute. But we're going to talk about the What If game in an awesome sense of what could possibly be. And before you delete this show and you think, I've heard this before, you haven't, because this is a different way to look at something that we always think about. The what if. What if this happens, or what if this could happen? Just a simple couple words can truly alter a vision. And if you start with a vision, great things can come out of it. But before we get into that, I want to take a second and say thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of the show. Usually, majority of the time now, I'm starting to have sponsors on the show. So every chance that I can get that is a sponsor-free show, I'm going to thank you guys. This show would not be possible without you. I appreciate the likes. I appreciate the shares. I appreciate you guys just being a fan of the show. And if there's anything that I can do for you guys in the progression of the show, feel free to reach out to me. But it's been a long journey. It's been about almost 5 years here of this podcast, and I'm very grateful for all the things that have happened because of it, and I'm excited to see where this potentially can go. Right now, I'm hitting a tough patch. It's almost like a moose, you know, walking on a frozen lake. A lot of legs are spinning and getting pulled and sliding in different areas, just like the moose, just like myself, kind of a weird analogy, a moose on ice and myself, but we're going to keep moving forward, and I hope to bring you guys some great information each and every week, and you may feel that there may be episodes that don't apply to you specifically, but you need to understand that there is somebody that needs this information somewhere, and if you feel you don't need it now, there may be a moment when you could use it, or you want to come back to it, or by you learning it now will allow you to adapt and to become better in the future. So every single thing that you listen to or learn or read or overhear is a potential for a learning experience that can happen later on, not just right now. So with that being said, let's get into the game itself. Now, the game that I'm going to be talking about is a game that you and I have been playing probably since we were little kids. It's a game that we always think about. It's the game of scarcity. It's the game of never being enough. It's this game of fear. It's the game of no confidence. It's the game of getting into a physical game and not performing at our highest, or taking a test, or asking somebody on a date, job interview, what have you. It's the game of what if. Now, what if is a very powerful question, because we know in society, if you work in an industry where there's a lot of alternating factors, there's a lot of variables involved, you can what if something to death. For example, myself, I work in the fire department. The fire department, there's a lot of standards. There's, you know, SOPs, standard operating procedures, SOGs, standard operating guidelines that allow us as firefighters, first responders, that if we go into a situation, we should be able to get through. We should be able to think it through because of these guidelines and procedures. But unfortunately, when you deal with real people, when you deal with instances that are not controlled over right or wrong, and there's a lot of gray area, as you know, if you were to come into our training scenarios, there's a lot of what ifs. Well, what if this was to happen? Well, what if the gas line was to snap off and now the whole house is full of gas and there's a fire going on? What if there's a patient in the bathroom, we can't get access to them, but the first floor is burning up, our ladders are too short, all different types of scenarios we go over in our heads and out loud day in and day out. And like you guys know, you can what if the bonkers out of something. And then it kind of gets ridiculous, and then people just go, okay, stop it, we're over it. But if you relate that into our own personal life, we play the what if game consistently. What if I get rejected? What if I don't make it? What if I have to file for bankruptcy? What if I have to get a divorce? Or what if I have to get married? Or what if I have to have a child that I'm not expecting? What if I gain weight before the wedding or before the big trip? I mean, you and I have gone through the what-if scenarios so many times we can't even think of examples anymore because it's a part of our life. We wake up and we, what if our clothing? What if Susie is wearing the same dress as me right now? Now, I'm a guy, but I'm saying if I was a girl wearing a dress and Susie was my coworker and her and I had the same styles, what if? You know what I mean? And it just, it gets over the top. From the things that we post on social media, from the Christmas parties to the family gatherings, going and wearing maybe tighter fitting clothing or, you know, smaller clothing because it's summertime coming up here, we're all self-conscious. The what if game circulates inside of our mind consistently on a regular basis. It happens in our subconscious mind. It happens when we don't think about it. It is going on and playing on a regular basis. It's the record that keeps on spinning. It's the record that you have heard so many times, you don't even listen to the lyrics anymore, but you know it's there. And so I call that the what if gloomy game. The what if gloomy game, because we've all been there. We've all had those moments. We've all had that lack of confidence and self-doubt and fear, anxiety, depression, you know, all different types of issues. There's so many issues that we all kind of stumble upon that it's kind of hard to put a finger on one exact thing. But I want you to think, for example, of the what if awesome game. The what if awesome game. Now you're thinking to yourself, what if awesome game? That sounds very forced in there. Well, if you know anything about this show, if you know anything about this podcast in particular, we do this little crazy, ridiculous thing called the awesome sauce. It's when you stand in a position of power and you scream at the top of your lungs, I'm freaking awesome! And we do that for a couple of reasons. Number one, because it's ridiculous. It makes you feel weird and self-conscious and like, Jake, I make over $400,000 a year. I don't need to be saying I'm freaking awesome. I know I'm freaking awesome. I'm freaking awesome every time I rev my Mercedes-Benz high-performance vehicle. Yeah, okay. Cool. Good for you. We applaud that. But really, are you freaking awesome from the tips of your toes to the ends of your hair? That's the question internally, not so much externally. We could all buy things that make us feel quote-unquote freaking awesome, from cell phones to cars to houses to expensive dinners to nice clothing or even renting or buying a video game or watching a movie. Those are external awesomeness things that we put into our lives to kind of boost us up a little bit, right? We all give a thumbs up. We all give a round of applause. Cool. But I'm talking about the internal stuff here for a second. I'm talking about the types of moments when you just don't feel like giving it your all, when you just feel down and dirty, you feel ridiculous, you feel kind of like, I just don't feel like it today. That's the awesomeness I'm talking about. And by you doing the awesome sauce, or I should say performing the awesome sauce, it awakens yourself. It reconnects yourself. It makes you feel vulnerable. And when you're vulnerable, you're aware. And when you're aware, you realize the things that are going really well. And then you also realize the things that are not going so smoothly in your own personal life. And so to give you the full 101 on awesome sauce, it's this. You stand in a position of power. You put your arms overhead. You put your chin up, you close your eyes, you kind of puff out your chest, pull your shoulder blades back, and you scream at the top of your lungs, I'm freaking awesome. It doesn't need to be in public. It can be in private. It can be in your vehicle. It could be in the bathroom stall at work. It could be before you even go into your vehicle somewhere private. It doesn't really matter, but all that really matters is that you're affirming something. You're doing something different. Because all of us have habits, all of us have routines, all of us are stuck in some type of race, a rat race of some kind, either through our job, or either through our personal life, even in industries where we absolutely love, there is mundane moments when we just don't feel like it, when we're just like, ugh, I am just burnt out and sick of this thing. This is a reawakening. This is a moment for you to connect. Now, I wish I could join you on this particular episode of Screaming I'm Freaking Awesome. Unfortunately, I can't. I got a couple of young kids that are really sick, and they're calling for mom as we speak, and I don't want to interrupt the feng shui of the home unit here. So I record this in my office, which is on the first floor, right down the hallway from the kids, and unfortunately, I don't live in a very soundproof home, so I'm making the best out of it, and so I'm going to have to take a pass, but I would like you to perform the awesome sauce at your own leisure. So let me get back into the What If Awesome game. The What If Awesome game is basically thinking the awesomeness of the what if. So instead of you thinking, I'm going to have to file for foreclosure, I want you to think of, what if I saved $100,000 to pay off my debt? What if? Now, instantly, a lot of people are going to have that gut-turning feeling of like, that's not even possible. There's no way. There's no way, Jake. I mean, that's ridiculous. Now you're like grabbing at straws here. Okay, cool. But what if we played the what if game, I can lose 30 pounds? The what if game, I'm going to start my own business. The what if game, I'm going to get my butt in gear and get a promotion. The what if game, I am finally going to dedicate my resources and time to make sure that I'm able to provide two great week-long trips to my family. The what if game. And it's nothing more than understanding, what would it take? And it's not, this is not made for real life. And the reason why I say that is because if you feel that this is something you're absolutely going to try and conquer, you're not going to do it. Your mind is going to sabotage yourself. You're going to think of all the things that are going to stand in the way. You're going to think of all the obstacles, all the people, all the issues, all the bad nights, all the moments, all the heartache, all the anxiety, all the depression, everything that is going to withhold you from living and thinking about that awesome what if game. So I want you to imagine that you're in this fairyland. You're kind of plopped in a movie screen, and anything that you say will go. And I want you to unravel it, almost like a fruit by the foot. You know, you have a fruit by the foot, which is an American iconic kids snack, and it's basically like a licorice or some type of fruity bar that is a foot long and unravels. It kind of rolls out. And on one side is the chewiness of the delicious fruit roll-up. And on the back side is like this wax paper that you peel off and it, you know, allows you to eat it. And so I want you to imagine that you have this fruit by the foot and you unwrap this bad boy and you see this big roll of fruit filling, dried gooiness attached to this roll of wax paper. And I want you to imagine you're unraveling this bad boy. And in that progression, you're thinking of all the things that in a magical fairyland, this movie-like setting, would happen for it to manifest and to actually work. What would it take for you to save $100,000? Like, just magically. Now, I'm not saying in a fake way, like, well, I'll just save every dollar of my paycheck. Well, that's obviously not going to happen, right? Because even in a movie world, they have to buy things, they have to go out to lunch, they have to fill up their vehicle, all different types of things. So you can't really say that. But really just think it through and have a good spirit about it. And the reason why I say you have to have a good spirit about it, because you need to force yourself into a good kind of thinking. You have to kind of set yourself in this kind of positive light of just whatever kind of deal. Like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to give it a try. It's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen, but let's just see, what if I was to save $100,000? What if? What would need to happen? And you're just in a positive light, very lightly regarded, and you're starting to think it through. And the reason why I bring this up to you and the reason why I want you to go through this is not because I think it's a great game for you to waste your time with, because I really believe it's a game for all of us to expand our knowledge. There's a great iconic book called The Power of Thinking Big, and I can't even remember who it's by, but it was written in like the 40s or something like that. And it's basically just individuals that think big, live big. And it's the individuals that just know it's possible, that they know they can accomplish this or whatever, they do accomplish it. And it's the same with you. If you start thinking big, your life will become big. But unfortunately, we think big, but then we sabotage ourselves, and then we think small to just feel like we're moving forward. And unfortunately, that's not a way to live, as we all know. And I'm with you on that one. So I want you to really think for a second the what if awesome game. I mean, this can apply to all different areas. You know, it's from saving money to being famous, from joining jiu-jitsu to married or divorced, to be a coach of any kind, from athletics to life coach to financial advisor, a speaking coach, whatever. What if? What if you were to move in that direction? What would it take? You know, if you really want to step out your own way and you're like, this is really hard for me to wrap my head around, this is really hard for me to even start, then think of something that you know you're not going to do. For example, think of the what if game of what if you were to start a new retail store. Now, I want you to think of your favorite box retail store. Here in America, Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Boston store, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, whatever is your flavor. I want you to think and imagine, what if you're to start your own business that sold the same thing that you enjoy, because obviously you like going there for a reason, whatever it is, clothes or tools or electronics, whatever. And I want you to think, what would it take for it to be successful? And this is just a different way of looking at it, because this is so big. This is so monumental. This is so ridiculous. You're never going to do it, right? You don't have enough time in the day. You don't have enough resources and money. You're under the gun. You're stressed out. All those different types of things. I get it. This is nothing more than a practice round for you to open up your mind. And this is where the real tipping point happens. If you're sitting here, and you're like, Jake, I've tried it before. I can't do it. Jake, you know what? I've thought about this long and hard. I can't even think of a what if for myself, because every time I think of it, I sabotage myself. I think of all the barriers. I think of all the roadblocks. I think of all the issues. I think of all the heartaches. I think of all the sleepless nights, everything that is just going to stand in the way. Then I want you to really try hard on this one. I want you to fight more than you've ever fought before on a topic or an idea. And because by you not being able to do this shows that you don't have that ability to think big. You don't have that ability yet to get outside of your own way. And it's like strength training, it's like running, walking, doing sit-ups, push-ups, anything that involves a physical body. We all know this, because we know that if we want to get better with a physical body, we have to train and we have to get better. We have to move more. We have to, you know, do more push-ups than we did yesterday to get stronger, right? We all understand that. The same applies to our mentality. The same applies to our psyche. The same applies to our vision. The same applies to our belief, to our confidence, to all those keywords that you want to associate to who you are and what you're about. It all relates back to that. And the people that think big are the people that achieve great things. Elon Musk, my guy, the guy is just brilliant, not only in his vision of what is going on currently with Tesla Motors and trying to get people on Mars, but just the way that he thinks overall. One of the biggest issues that they found recently of trying to think of how to get humans to live on Mars was that water, how to get water on Mars. They understand that Mars has these huge frozen, basically lakes that are just so frozen through and through that there's no way that they're going to be able to melt them with the resources that they ship over. And if they do finally get the resources, it's going to take 20, 30, 40 years for the resources to get there from Earth to Mars, that the civilization that's there is going to be extinct. There's going to have issues, all different types of stuff. And you know what Elon Musk said, basically in a meeting of how to compound that, or at least to start the conversation of how to get over that? He thought of, what about a thermal, okay, I'm going to mess this up because I'm not a warhead guy, but like a thermal nuclear weapon, basically dropping a nuclear bomb that is like extra thermal. I don't even know what the heck that means, but basically it heats up the ground and surrounding atmosphere so much that it melts anything in its path, aka it will melt the frozen lake into a actual water source. And that atmosphere will stay hot for up to like 110 days because of that impact of that bomb. And now that's current technology that we have. So it's not like he has to make something. He's just using resources and ideas that are already out there in kind of breaking down a problem that could be standing in his way. Unbelievable. The second guy I want to start talking about, Walt Disney. Walt Disney bought the land or discovered the land over there in Florida, and he was trying to figure out, you know, how to design one of the greatest amusement parks in the world. And he was standing there in the middle of basically a flat land, you know, with swamps and, you know, nothing around it. There was no expressway at the time. He was basically on huge acreage, just standing there with his team. And he was envisioning the castle over there and rides over here and the entrance there and parking lot here and stuff like that. And when he would ask his team members to think creatively like that, and if they couldn't think like how he thought or believed or visioned the land turning into this amazing amusement park, he fired them. Another individual, Henry Ford. Henry Ford wanted to produce the V8 motor. The V8 motor at the time was something that it was so ridiculous. It was going to be so big that there's no way they could fit a V8 motor inside of a vehicle. And obviously today, I mean, almost every car, you can put a V8 in anything nowadays. But back when Henry Ford was designing his V8 vehicle, he had a team of engineers, around 20 or 30 engineers, and they told him religiously and consciously and every single day, Mr. Ford, it is impossible. There is absolutely no way we can fit a V8 inside of this vehicle. It is too big. We don't have the resources. The technology is not there yet. And you know what Henry Ford did? He said, you guys will find a way because you are not going to leave this place until you do. And so those engineers worked day and night over the course of multiple months and into years, and they finally figured out a way how to get a V8 motor into that vehicle. And obviously, the V8 is the iconic motor here in the United States that is very still very true and able in today's world. The same applies to stories after stories after stories. Not only did it begin with the what if and the grand vision, but it will happen. If you keep on thinking about something, it will manifest into the real thing. It's a guarantee. There is no reason why you are not able to get where you want to go. The only person that is holding you back is you. That is it. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, hustle your face off and grind away and all that stuff. The only person that is holding you back is yourself, period. It's weird to say, but a lot of people don't believe it. There is nobody that is going to hold your hand and drag you through life and make you quote unquote successful, whatever successful means to you. The only person that is going to do that is you. If you want something, you will go and get it. If you choose to stay on that course, you will get it. It is a guarantee. I have witnessed it with my own eyes. I have seen it with friends and people around me that are on these paths, and they are just working relentlessly and they are reaching what they want. And it all started with the what if. And because they thought big, they kept on believing in that big future. Now, for you, pulling it back, bringing the reins back in into who you are and what you're about and all that stuff, the what if game will start small for you. You may not even start or even have the vision or even know where to begin, but try to think big on a regular basis. Think that it is possible. Don't sell yourself short. It's easier said than done. I get it. But just like a muscle, you need to strengthen yourself. You need to continuously think big in an awesome way. You need to think of what if, not in the gloomy way, but in the awesome way. The what if I do become successful at this? What needs to happen? What if I do save the money? What if I do buy an apartment building? What if I do quit my job or get that job promotion? What if I do decide to get married and start a family? What is that going to do and lose weight? Whatever the case may be for you personally, the only thing you need to remember that you are your number one, the if I can even say that right, you have one fan, and that is yourself. You have one mentor, that is you. And I'm going to share this with you. A lot of you guys feel that you need somebody to hold your hand, to drag you through the process. Seth Godin has a great quote or a great idea that a lot of us don't need mentors in our life. A lot of us put so much warmth, so much identity, and so much oomph into thinking that we need a mentor to help us through life. We don't need a mentor. We need a hero. A hero that is somebody that's so big, has this huge vision, that is so monstrous that we see that they have made it or they're moving in that direction, and we can follow in their footsteps, as in understand their path, or as Tony Robbins says, success leaves clues, and you keep on moving and working in that direction. Don't hire a mentor because they're going to think small with you, because they're going to see where you're at currently and they're going to use baby steps to kind of get you moving. Use a hero mentality. Watch heroes that you love and witness them and see how they got there and read about them and watch them from afar. Their actions speak louder than words, and use that as your fuel to move forward. The what if game is powerful. The what if game can only happen if you think big, and the what if game is only possible if you step out of your own way. Don't be doom and gloom what if. Be the awesome what if. Think in a magical land. You're in a Hollywood set. If that doesn't work, think that you're starting a new retail shop. What needs to happen? Customer service, all different types of things, just to change it up a little bit. Because I know if you're like me, you are an analyzing buffoon. You love to analyze things up and down, left and right, and go crazy. And I'm sorry for saying buffoon. I was using that as myself as kind of reminder of I get ridiculous at moments. And so it's just a reminder to all of us that we need to just get out of our own way. And to do that, we need to think big. And to think big, you need to do the what if. And once you do the what if, it just gets the snowflake moving into that big avalanche of awesomeness. So that is all I have for you guys today. Hopefully that made sense. The big tips, three tips that I want to share with you before I let you guys go in summary here. Number one, what if? What if the awesome way, not what if the gloomy? Number two, that doesn't work. The what if you were to start your own retail business, think of the business or retail store that you love, from electronics to home improvement to clothes to shoes, hats, formal wear, doesn't really matter. Design your own. What if, what would it need to happen for you to create this amazing business? And then lastly, the third, don't think that you need a mentor to help you in this regard. Watch a hero that is already doing something kind of in the way that you want to represent yourself. It can be a friend, a family member. It could be somebody locally, a politician, somebody famous, movie star. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be anybody totally uber rich or uber successful. It's just somebody that really you look up to. And once you see where they're at, it allows you to understand the process that they took to get there, and it'll allow you to move in that direction. So with that being said, guys, I appreciate you. Use those three ideas to help you move forward in your own personal life. The what if game is real. It's tried and true. It will assist you in moving forward. And the last piece is, because I know all of us stink at finances, if you're looking for some motivation or to look at heroes in the regard of saving or deleting debt, check out Dave Ramsey. He is a man that loves sharing great stories of people paying down debt and all different types of stuff in the world today. So I suggest you guys go check him out. It's just a free shout out. I'm not linked to him in any way. If you like him, great. If you don't, that's totally cool too. Just please like and subscribe and leave a review for this podcast if that tickles you pink. So with that being said, I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for your time, and we will catch you next week, Wednesday, for another great episode of Operation Self Reset. We'll see ya.